Janesville Democrat Tim Cullen is proposing a bill that would require all new school buses be equipped with lap and shoulder belts. Existing buses would not need retrofitting, but there is incentive to do so through state grants. Cullen notes current law requires young children be in car safety or booster seats. However, when the kids get old enough for school, they ride on buses without restraint, even though the driver is buckled up.
All drivers have to wear a seatbelt. Beyond me, why nobody else has to.
Several bus companies testified against the bill at a public hearing. Jim Fay, president of the Wisconsin School Bus Association, said federal safety regulations don't require seatbelts. One reason is because high padded seats provide protection.
It is because of this system and the other federal safety standards unique to school buses that school bus transportation is safer by all statistical measures than any other form of transportation.
However, a paramedic in the Janesville School District, where they use school bus seatbelts, said they would provide increased safety in rollovers. Kevin Murray supports the bill.
Just imagine your children, your grandchildren, projectiles in this giant compartment rolling around. That in itself is something I don't want to see happen.
Current Wisconsin law requires that buses under 5 tons have seatbelts. This includes the smaller buses used to transport students with special needs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.